Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Intentional damage to candidate signs for the federal election is being reported in Timmins. The Steve Black Liberal campaign has even given up on one location for its signs, having replaced them several times. Timmins Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePozzi calls it a chronic set of circumstances every election.
We would much rather people just allow for the democratic process to take place. You may not agree with other political parties, but actions that are deemed to be criminal will be dealt with harshly by the Timmins Police Service.
In other words, register your displeasure at the ballot box. Damaging signs can break several laws and result in fines, probation, and jail time. Your federal election voter card is in the mail. Elections Canada says the card tells you when and where to vote and has information about the accessibility of your polling station. All registered voters across the country should receive the card by September 10th. To vote in next month's election, you must also show proof of identity and address. Advance voting will take place between September 10th and 14th. Election day is September 20th. Three more cases of COVID-19 have been resolved in Porcupine Health Unit territory after the seven cases added on the weekend and one today in the James Bay Hudson Bay area. It leaves the number currently active at 12. Since the pandemic began, PHU has registered 2,171 cases. Another Toronto to Timmins Air Canada flight had a confirmed case of COVID-19 on it, prompting a bulletin from the Porcupine Health Unit. It's the flight that left Pearson at 7:50 last Thursday morning. If you were seated between row 6 and row 10, you're at high risk of exposure, so you should go into immediate isolation and call PHU. Elsewhere on the plane is a low-risk area, but you should self-monitor closely for symptoms until this coming Sunday. Roxanne Pichet is afraid she's in a dream, and if she wakes up, she'll find out she didn't just win over $186,000, but it's for real. That's the prize for the Timmins District Hospital Foundation's August 50-50 draw. Among Pichet's plans for the windfall is buying a new home. We wrap up our history feature on what there was to do in Timmins in 1915 by going shopping with Timmins Museum Director-Curator Karen Bachman.
Mark Schleckelston had a great shop. There were jewelry stores here like Halperin's that specialized in all kinds of wonderful things like silver tea sets and diamond rings and all those good things.
Bachman says that at businesses like those, it was easy for a visitor to find treasures to bring home to his family. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.